This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2371. Is this seat taken? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
What can you say when you are at a movie theater or a cafe and you need a seat? You need to ask someone if a seat is taken. Today, find out how to ask and respond in this connection moment.
Today at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop Deal Double G.
Snoop, where can people go to find great deals?
Head to T-Mobile.com and get 4 iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us, plus 4 lines for $25.
That's quite a deal, Snoop. And when you switch to T-Mobile, you can save versus the other big guys, comparable plans plus streaming.
Respect. And we up out of here.
See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
Hello, Michelle. How are you today?
Good, Lindsay. Lindsay, have you ever had to save a seat for someone, like at a movie theater or a show or
yes.
a table?
Of course. Yes, I have. And sometimes it can feel a little awkward, especially when you're in a scenario where seats are high value item.
Yep.
Right? Yes, absolutely. I have. What about you?
Yes, I have. Yeah, of course. I mean, and it depends. Like, usually it's not a big deal, right? But like you said, if it's a hot ticket and you're in the movie theater, and well, now some movie theaters have assigned seats, but, if you're in a theater and you have to save the more you have to save, the more awkward it gets. and also depending on how high value this ticket is. So it can be. Yeah.
And that's why I'm glad we're going into this topic today, how to communicate this, right? What are we learning on the show today, Michelle?
Okay. Well, we are going to be talking about, you know, a few different aspects of this situation. We're going to teach how to ask if a seat is available and then how to say that it's taken, because you can be on either end of these. So the biggest thing, in my opinion, is to sound confident and be kind. Make eye contact, right? Ooh. So don't have your defenses up is what I'm trying to say here.
I love that. So confident, kind, and eye contact. And we're going to show you all how to do all of those things today in English. But first, Michelle, I do want to call out our reviewers, because we love these reviews, right? I mean, we want to know what you guys think of the show, right, Michelle? We do this for our listeners, this podcast.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. So please let us know. And we are so thankful to those who have reviewed us.
Yeah. So special thank you to, I can't read the Chinese, but it's someone in China on February 8th on Apple Podcasts who left us a five-star review. And they said, your podcast is the best. So huge thank you to our listener for that. And Carla, 1803 from Honduras on Apple Podcasts, also an amazing 5-star review. And then Seva, KH from the US on January 30th, another 5-star review. Michelle, amazing. Amazing.
Thank you so much. That really warms our hearts. Seriously.
Yes, yes,
it's very nice. And we do see them.
Yeah. It's like a little Christmas gift for us in February, right? So
yes.
So guys, go over and leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast and let us know what you think of the show and ask your question. That's one way to get your question answered, and we will put it into our queue of episode ideas. Okay.
Definitely. And guys, stay tuned. If you are listening on Spotify, we are going to have a special poll at the end. We've been having a lot of fun with these.
Yes.
And you can participate, answer the poll question, and then we will read the results on a future episode.
All right. Fantastic, Michelle. All right. So let's get into it. What do we need to know on how to handle this scenario with the seat?
Okay, so let's talk about if you are in the situation where you're looking for a seat, right? Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, you see someone, and maybe actually I was in this situation a couple weeks ago too.
Okay. Yeah.
Where I was looking for a seat, and yeah. I was at an event. I was actually by myself, and I was just looking for one seat, and you see scatterings of seats here and there, and it's always hard to tell is that one seat available or not, right?
Oh yeah, this is definitely a moment where you have to communicate. You have to ask the question, because especially with one-seaters, right? One-seater situations, you don't know if that someone's saving that seat for someone. You know,
right?
It's tough. Yeah,
yeah. So, what can you say? How can you ask if the seat is available?
All right, Michelle. So you can. What else can you say?
So yeah, you can start out by saying, is anyone sitting here?
Mm-hmm. I love that. Or we can say, is this seat free? Right. We also usually point at the seat or gesture towards the seat. Right, Michelle?
Right. And free, we don't mean that it doesn't cost anything.
Right.
Right? We could do a whole episode about that word free, because there's it sometimes it means, is it available? And sometimes it means, does it cost anything? And then of course, freedom. Right. So interesting. But here we're asking a fancy way of saying, is the seat available?
Right. Or we could say, could I take this seat? So here we're kind of putting this into more of a request using the word could. I like that.
Right. And this one could also be used. Sometimes you have the set seats, and it's like in a movie theater or a show, the seats are, you can't move them. But sometimes this one could be used. Let's say you're in a coffee shop and you see one person and they're sitting on their laptop at a table for three, right?
Yes.
And so there are two available seats, and you could really use one of them because there aren't enough seats at your table. So sometimes people say, could I take this seat?
Right. And then they might actually grab the seat and move it to a table. You know, check out the vibe in the space if they want you to do that or don't want you to do that. Some place, coffee shops are usually fine, but like restaurants, you don't want to do that. Right, Michelle?
No, that would be strange at a restaurant. More that casual situations. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or Michelle, what's the last one we can say?
Are you using this seat?
Good. Yeah. These are all so natural.
And I would say that one also is more for like that coffee shop. It implies if you're not using it, I'm going to take it from you.
Yes, for sure. Right. So are you using the seat? Okay, thank you. And then you're going to go ahead and grab it, right? Most of the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is the side if we're looking for a seat. Now, what if we're in the other position, Michelle?
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about real quick. I mean, if it's available, you can just say, yeah, it's all yours.
Nice. Or you can say, go for it. Now, I love how casual and natural this is. Go for it. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Do you use this one?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, you could also just say, if they say, is anyone sitting here? You could say, no, no one's sitting here. Right. You could just be more basic. But these are a couple different, a little bit more interesting ways of saying, right? So you could say, it's all yours, or go for it. If somebody says, can I take this seat? Go for it.
Right. And that's only a response if someone asks you, can I take this seat? It's not a response if someone says, is someone sitting here? We wouldn't say, go for it. You need a little something more to imply, yes, you can take it. No one's sitting there. You can take it, go for it, right? That kind of thing.
Right, exactly.
As a busy entrepreneur, I need reliable team members who have specific skills. And when I'm hiring, I want qualified candidates applying for the job fast. One of the best things about Indeed is that it streamlines hiring to make it fast, because it allows you to look for very specific skills when you post your job. As we gear up to expand our team this spring, I plan to use Indeed. So if you're in charge of hiring at your company, stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. One more time, go to Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. Okay, Michelle, we are back here. Now, if it's a, what else do we want to say here?
Okay, so now we're going to talk about, no, you don't want to give up that seat. Your friend is coming. You need those seats.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So you could say the easiest one is, sorry, the seat's saved.
This seat saved. Yeah. This also feels like school days too, where kids would save seats for their friends. You know what I mean?
Yep. Exactly. Or what else could you say? You could be really more specific.
I'm sorry. I'm saving this seat for my partner or my friend who's coming soon. Right. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Giving some more information.
Yeah.
Or you could say, I'm sorry. I think that seat's taken. So that could even be like, if you're ever at the movies and somebody else, you saw that somebody else got up and you know that they were sitting there and you're
right.
There doesn't be an issue if they come back and there's no seat for them.
Yeah. And the grammar's interesting here too, the this and the that, right? So I'm sorry, this seat is taken. And this means this seat is at my table in my space with my party versus, I'm sorry, I think that seat is taken. That's not necessarily your seat or your party's seat. It's over there. So really interesting to look at the difference there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So where are we now? So then you could also say, actually, I'm actually saving this seat.
Mm-hmm. And I love, it's so interesting how we put actually, we should do another episode on that, Michelle, a refresh episode of the ways that we use actually. I know we've done something like that before, but to kind of refresh our memory.
I think we could do an update.
Yeah. I think we use it as a softener, a social softener, not a fabric softener, a social softener. I don't know. It just softens what we're saying because we're essentially rejecting the person, right? We're saying, no, you can't have this, but adding in actually softens it.
Yeah, exactly. So is there anything else you think is important to remember with this or any comments you want to make?
I don't know. I really love what you said at the top. You said eye contact, confident, and kind. Isn't that what you said? Mm-hmm. I really like that because you have to get the point across. Right. You can't confuse someone and leave them thinking, well, can I take the seat? Can I not take the seat? I'm unclear. That's awkward.
Right.
Yeah. So we need to be clear, but also confident and kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of the things. Lindsay, how many seats do you think is fair for somebody to save?
Oh, okay. Give me the scenario, though. Are we at a movie theater? Are we at a bar? Where are we?
Let's do movie theater.
Nowadays, when I buy movie tickets, it's always reserved. It feels like it's always reserved. But I think honestly, probably one for a party of two. I don't know about, it might be obnoxious to save. I mean, you could maybe go up to three total seats. So you have two and two, right? Mm-hmm. But no more than that. And I would tend to say, to be more conservative, save one other seat, like whoever you're going out with. Mm-hmm. And saving a whole row, probably not okay. Kind of a faux pas, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it can be uncomfortable. It's always a little uncomfortable. Then you're putting all your jackets down, right? You try and save your seat with a jacket or a hat, and then you run out of jackets.
And then you put one mitten on one seat, one mitten on the next seat. Yes.
Exactly. And I'm actually curious too, if this is a cultural thing.
Yes.
I wonder how this varies from culture to culture. Is it okay to save seats in your culture? Do people get annoyed, or is this kind of a very common thing and it's no big deal to do it?
Well, that would make a great question, right?
That's going to be our poll question for today.
Yes, that's a fantastic question. We love learning about our listeners' cultures, right? And I have a feeling you're right, Michelle. This does vary across cultures. Yeah. I'm so excited to hear from them. Michelle, should we go into some role plays here?
Let's do it. Okay, so we're going to do a couple. So here we go. I am at the movies and I'm saving three seats for my friends and it's pretty packed. And you are looking for a seat.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, hi. Is anyone sitting here?
Sorry, these seats are saved. The ones with the coats on them.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah.
Very common.
You do run the risk of, I don't know, these days everyone's temperature is like a thousand, you know, we're all up here with stress, right? As a culture, I think right now. So mm-hmm. you do run the risk of someone potentially snapping when that happens. And so just need to be prepared. It could happen.
That's true. If it's like a totally packed theater and this person is looking and you're still saying, especially, oh gosh, the worst is if they don't show up until after the show starts.
No, mortifying for you, right? If you've been the one saving it. And obviously if someone snaps at you, that's more about them than about you. So we can provide another episode another day for that scenario, Michelle. Mm-hmm. That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just saying it could happen, especially in American culture right now. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go into our next role play, shall we?
Oh, well, just to review, you said, hi, is anyone sitting here? And then I said,
sorry, these seats are saved. All right. But I think as we're seeing this role play, it's kind, but it's confident. And as you said, we're making eye contact. That's a weird thing if we're not making eye contact.
Right.
On a social level.
And also it depends how you say it. You know, if I say, oh, I'm sorry, these seats are saved, right?
Yeah.
That shows, oh, I'm feeling some regret for it. I'm sorry. I'm feeling maybe a little uncomfortable. I feel sorry that I have to tell you that news. Yes. But if I say, sorry, these seats are saved, right? Yes. Like, I don't care what, you know, then it's just kind of rude.
It's all about the delivery.
About how we say it. Yep. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tone of voice and delivery. I agree. Okay. Mm-hmm. What else, Michelle?
All right. So let's do the second one. So here you are at a restaurant and I am looking for a seat. So this is more of a fast food type cafeteria. You know, I'm thinking Costco.
Okay. Like a mall cafeteria or something.
Yeah. When there's not that many seats available. Okay. So here we go.
Okay. All right.
Is this seat free?
Yeah. It's all yours.
Great. Thanks. It's super crowded in here.
No problem. Yeah, and it does feel nice to have that exchange with a stranger sometimes and to have that kindness, right? That level of kindness and being able to help, the generosity, even just in the simple gesture of letting someone have your chair, that can be a very positive experience for us. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. So here I said, is this seat free? Meaning is the seat available?
Mm-hmm. And then I said, yeah, it's all yours. Yeah. Or yes, you could say yes, a little more formal, or just, yeah, it's all yours. Okay. Mm-hmm. Love it.
So let's get into that poll.
Yeah.
So the poll for today, guys, remember, if you're listening on Spotify, you're going to see this poll. So definitely let us know. We will read the results on a future episode. The question for today is it acceptable to save seats in crowded places in your culture? Yes or no?
I love this question and I cannot wait to review the results. We're going to have the results available in a few weeks on a future episode of All Ears English. So make sure you are following the show so you don't miss the results. And guys, to go check out another episode, that would be 2359, How to Connect Ideas and People in English. I love that. So go over and check that one out.
All right. So takeaway for today, Lindsay, what do you think?
Well, I think that these are opportunities to put some kindness out into the world, right? Mm-hmm. People are stressed nowadays in our daily lives and we are busy, but these are opportunities to have a really positive interaction with a stranger that can set you on a course for a really nice day and the other person too. Right.
It's true. Right. If depending on how this goes, it's so funny. We've talked about this before, how those little moments can little make moments. Or break it.
Yes.
And this is one of those, you know, even it's just saying, oh, it's super crowded in here. You know, we're sharing a very tiny moment of connection.
Yes.
And these things, they go a long way.
They go a long way and they compound over time and they affect each of you and your energy moving forward through the day and how you kind of treat other people too, right? It's kind of the karma effect a little bit. So I love it. So good. Good topic today, Michelle. And I'll see you on the next one.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Take an Amex card with you on your morning coffee run and earn cash back. On a weekend trip, earn miles. See if you pre-qualify for an American Express card with no impact on your credit score. Learn more at americanexpress.com/check-4-offers. Your credit score may be impacted if you accept a card. Terms apply.